If you take a look at the NCAA basketball standings, you'll see a team maybe you haven't seen in the top 15 before. It is Murray State, and their fine coach Steve Prohm joins us. They're 16-0, and they're tied as the best start to a season in the team's history. Steve, why are you guys off to such a quick start?
I just think the continuity with the system. You know, Coach Kennedy left for Texas A&M, and he did a tremendous job here, winning back-to-back conference championships and advancing the postseason the last 2 years. But we had five guys in the program returning that's been a part of those two years, the last 2 years, where we've won 54 games and only 14 losses, and a lot of continuity in the program. And then, you know, I've got a lot of familiarity with this university and these kids, and well, it comes down to just we've got really good kids, and their leadership from our upperclassmen has been outstanding.
When you think about being an assistant coach, as you were for a long time under Billy Kennedy, and then having the opportunity to step in, tell me the thought process that you went through about taking the job as the head man.
Well, you work all your life as an assistant. You know, as an assistant coach, I was fortunate to work with Coach Kennedy, and, you know, a lot of people in this business jump around and work for different people, and I wanted to, you know, be loyal to one guy and really try to make him as successful as possible. And then he was fortunate to get that job at A&M, and he did a great job helping me get this job here. And the community was a big supporter of mine, and the administration was great. And, you know, any chance you get, anytime you get a chance to be the head coach at Murray State, it's a privilege and it's very humbling.
A lot of people don't know much about the Ohio Valley Conference or about Murray State. Tell them a little bit about the history of that conference and that team, because they do have a rich history.
Yeah, you know, the thing people don't realize, you know, I think our league from top to bottom nationally doesn't get the credit it deserves. I think we've had a lot of very good non-conference quality wins, not just from Murray State, but from top to bottom in our league. And over the last 3 years, our teams that's represented us in the NCAA tournament have won games. Morehead State went to the second round. They beat Louisville in the first round, and they finished second in our league to us last year. We won the regular season. 2 years ago, we beat Vanderbilt in the first round and got beat by two against Butler and to go to the Sweet 16. And the previous year, Morehead, three years ago, Morehead won a game, the play-in game. So, and then you look at the draft picks. You know, Morehead State, Kenneth Reeds got drafted last year. 2 years ago, Lester Hudson out of UT Martin got drafted. So I think our league doesn't get the exposure it deserves. But one great thing is we've got a lot of games now on ESPNU, and Saturday night was an example where we played at Austin Peay, and I think we got a chance to really showcase our league.
Steve, when you think about the athlete that you have to go after to recruit to try to come to Murray State and other schools in your conference, tell me about the athlete that you look for, because obviously while you'd like to get somebody that might go to the ACC or maybe go to the Big Ten, you're probably looking for somebody a little bit differently, aren't you?
Yeah, you want to try to find some diamonds in the rough. I think we found that with a kid like Isaiah Cannon, even Ivan Asko, one of our senior post players. But you want to get a fit for your program. I heard Coach Stevens at Butler, you know, it's not, you just don't want to recruit anybody. You want to recruit a fit for your program. And the way we want to recruit here at Murray State, we want to recruit kids with great character, kids with great toughness, and then kids with great ability. But they've got to be able to have some toughness. They got to be athletic and be able to really defend, because our program, year in, year out, has been very good on the defensive end.
I'm going to make a statement here, and if I'm wrong about this, Steve, please feel free to correct me. But I really think that coaches like you mentioned at Butler and yourself and others at schools like that have an advantage. And what I mean by that is if you get a quality player in there, he fits probably more readily into the system and into the program, and you're probably going to have him for all 4 years. That's not necessarily the case at some of the big-name schools where after 1, 2, or maybe 3 years, the kid's going to go off and go to the NBA, and so you lose some of that continuity. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think one of the reasons we're having such a successful year, when you look at our roster, we're junior-senior heavy. We've got five juniors and seniors that have been in this program the last 2 years. We start three seniors and two juniors, and then we also bring off the bench two other junior forwards. And then we play a junior college transfer, so we have three juniors and a freshman coming off the bench. So basically eight out of our nine top players this year are upperclassmen, juniors and seniors. So when you've got a kid, and I'll just use Isaiah Cannon, our point guard, for example, you know, he's in the program. He was a freshman of the year his freshman year. He was all tournament MVP his freshman year. He was all first team all conference his second year, and now he's right at the first or second leading scorer in the conference. leads our team in assists, leads our team in scoring, and he's really taken a big step this year. But I agree with you totally.
Yeah, when you take a look at coaching your team, do you do as much coaching with a veteran team, or do you do more managing because the kids have been in the program for a while?
A little bit of both. I know what you mean when you say managing. You want to make sure you get the proper amount of work in, and then you want to make sure they're rested because they've been repped and drilled for many years on what we want to do. So you got to have a familiarity with keeping them rested but keeping them sharp, and there's got to be a good balance. But our guys have done a great job of knowing the difference when it's time for fun and games and when it's time to work and turn the work button up.
One of the things I think has been good for college basketball is the success of Butler, the success of Richmond, and now the success of you. What does that do for other mid-major programs and small programs when it comes to NCAA tournament time?
Well, I just think if you look at what VCU was able to do last year, I think what Butler's been able to do over the last 2 years, George Mason years ago, I think it puts in front of the NCAA selection committee, that, hey, some of these mid-majors belong in the NCAA tournament regardless if they win their conference tournament. Just don't hold them to bat to win that conference tournament. They belong as one of the 38 at-large teams for their body of work. When you look at the eye test, that they are definitely an NCAA tournament-worthy team. And I just think the success of those programs, is just going to enable other mid-major programs to be successful and other recruits to buy in to go into the mid-major level.
One of the things I think has been interesting is kind of the evolution of basketball in that, the point guard is really, I think, the most important guy on the floor because he makes everything else happen. And you've got a great guy in this Isaiah Cannon. Tell me a little bit more about him. And he's coming off a week in which he averaged better than 25 points and hitting, 9 of 13 from three-point range. You'd like to have that every game, wouldn't you, Steve?
Yeah, if he could do that every game, that'd make my job a lot easier. But Isaiah's really grown into a leadership role this year. The last 2 years, he had tremendous success for us, in helping us win back-to-back conference championships. But this year, last year we lost two all-league guards, two all-league senior guards, and Isaiah had to step into a new leadership role as the point guard and as the main guard of our basketball team. And he's done a great job. His efficiency, when you look at his stats from field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage, assist to turnovers, is remarkable. He leads the team in assists. He leads the team in scoring. Second in the team in defensive rebounding. Got a great personality. He's out of Biloxi, Mississippi, and we were very fortunate to get him in our program.
This is the highest ranking in the history of Murray State. Do you have to keep your kids' heads out of the clouds a little bit to kind of keep them in perspective?
I've been really proud of them. No, we don't. They've been very humble, and that's probably the thing that's been most impressed with them by, and even the people in the community, because the rankings and the exposure, it means everything to the people of Murray, and that's what part of the most fun about it is what it means to the people in this town that's followed our program for so long. But our kids have handled it well. They've gone day to day. Today was just getting better in practice. Tomorrow will get better in practice and prepare more for Jacksonville State on Thursday. And then Thursday will be game day. And they've done an unbelievable job of staying in the moment and not looking too far ahead.
We only have about 90 seconds left, Steve. But as you know, the NCAA trying to make some differences for the scholarship athlete by giving them a little bit more money. And I've been talking to coaches around the country, and some of the mid-major coaches are a little bit concerned about it because they feel that they may be put into another kind of recruiting war with the big schools and maybe they can't afford it. What's your view of it?
Yeah, if they were going to do that, you would have to do it across the board, because if we're recruiting the type of player we want to have here at Murray State, and financially you can't get the same package that you could at another university, whether it's another mid-major or a high major, then that's going to put you at a disadvantage. But the great thing about Murray State is they're going to do everything that they can, resources-wise, facility-wise, to put ourselves in a position to be successful year in and year out.
What's been the biggest challenge for you in your first year as the head coach?
I just think the biggest difference when people ask me from being a first-year head coach, I just think the daily preparation. As an assistant, your hands are in a lot of different things, but as the head coach, you're the leader of the program, and you have to be prepared each and every day to get your guys better in the practice setting, and then to get prepared for each and every game, and then to manage people. And you've got to do that on a daily basis, and you really just can't take any days off.
I'll tell you what, Steve, it's fun watching that program. I've seen a little bit of their highlights and everything. You've done a great job down there in keeping the continuity going after Billy went off to Texas A&M. Thanks a lot for joining us. You're always welcome here on Sports Byline. So, Steve, come back and join us again.
Hey, thank you so much, and thank you so much. I know you work with the troops a lot and appreciate everything that they do for us and our country.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Steve.
Thank you.
Fine head coach at Murray State. The Races are out to a 16-0 start. That ties them for their best start to a season in team history. Steve Prohm in his first year as the head coach at Murray State, as he followed after Billy Kennedy went off and became the coach at Texas A&M. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.